Wellbeing Show. I'm Nana Akwe. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio. Let's talk tinnitus. Did you know that 10% of people in the UK live with the condition? It's often described as ringing or hissing in the ears, and it's often triggered by loud noises such as music. Next week is Tinnitus Awareness Week, so let's speak to Duncan Collett-Fenson, who's an audiologist and the managing director of Aston Hearing in Amersham and Thame. He's on the line now. Hello and welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Nana.
Now, Doug, talk to me about tinnitus then. So what happens when you're hearing this ringing or hissing or whatever it is that your ears are hearing?
Well, so tinnitus is an internal sound, so no one else can hear it. So only you can hear that noise. And it's a sound that doesn't actually have an external source, so it's only you hearing it. As you rightly said, it's often characterised by a ringing, a hissing, a buzzing, a humming or whistling sound. It can vary in pitch, it can vary in loudness, it can be a combination of sounds, it can be continuous, it can come and go. So it is really individual to that person.
And what causes it?
Well, tinnitus is often considered as something that occurs in the ears, but we think now it actually originates in the brain. So we have an auditory nerve hardwired into the brain from our inner ear, and that's a clever bit of the hearing. And that hardwired auditory nerve, if you like, it creates neural pathways into the brain. And so the brain expects to have some information coming from these pathways. And then if for some reason that sound isn't occurring, so let's say you have damage in your inner ear, then these neural pathways fill in the missing auditory data. And that's what we believe is tinnitus.
Interesting. And is there any way of curing it or making it, alleviating the annoyance of it?
Yeah, so we're often told, oh, there's no cure for tinnitus, which is correct at the moment, although they're working very hard on it. But there's certainly ways you can manage tinnitus. So for a lot of people, it depends what's invoked the tinnitus. So for some people, it is due to damage. So as you rightly said again, you know, if you're exposed to loud noise, so if you've been to a loud concert or if you work in noise, that can cause damage to the inner ear. But you can also, there's sometimes prescription medication that can, as a side effect, causes tinnitus. And sometimes it's just a really simple, you've got a blocked ear. So firstly, if you are suffering from tinnitus, it's go and speak to someone, get it checked, have someone look in your ear. They may say, yes, that's wax, and an easy solution, have the wax removed. If there's nothing physically wrong with your ear, it might be sensible to have a hearing check. So that might be going along to your hearing healthcare professional, and they will do a hearing assessment. And it might be there's a degree of hearing loss. So you were quoting sort of 10 to 30% of the population. If you've got a hearing loss, it's statistically 70 to 90% of people with a hearing loss often also experience tinnitus.
Then
there's a discussion there that if that hearing loss warrants perhaps amplification, wearing hearing aids. Hearing aids are great at masking tinnitus and allowing you to hear properly again. Or it may be there's lots of other therapies available, depending on if there is a hearing loss or not. Some people find just playing a relaxing sound. So the sounds of the forest or even just a fan noise or white noise can often be enough just to take the edge off the tinnitus. So it does depend a lot on having a conversation with someone who may be able to advise you accordingly.
Wow. Well, it's Tinnitus Awareness Week this week. So what's going on for this week?
So generally there's lots of events going on. So you can look at our website, astonhearing.com. There's lots of events listed on there. One can look at the British Tinnitus Association website. They also provide lots of leaflets and information. And there's also Hearing Link, who are a charity concerned with all things hearing, tinnitus being one of them. And again, they list lots of events. If you have concerns or you're a family member, then certainly hitting one of those information sources, you're going to find something locally being done that you could attend or at least have a chat with someone at one of those organisations.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us. And if people want to find out more about you, you're the Managing Director of Aston Hearing. Have you guys got a website as well?
We have indeed, and that's astonhearing.com.
Thank you so much for joining me. That's Duncan Collett-Fenson. He's the Managing Director. Good evening. It is the Health and Wellbeing Show. I'm Nana Akwe. You're listening.